Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I haven't drank for 4.5 years, and I took a drink, and I started being. I just started chugging them. Wing, 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 wing.
After 4.5 years of sobriety, what was it that got you to take that drink?
You know, I want to change my life. I want to live a different life now. I want to live my sober life. I don't want to die. I'm on the verge of dying because I'm a vicious alcoholic.
When the strongest man in the world admits he was broken, that's not weakness. That's honesty. Because healing doesn't begin until truth enters the room. Tyson faced his demons, not in the ring, but in his own mind.
Said at the press conference, you said you'd been lying to everyone about being sober, that you were on the verge of dying because you're a vicious alcoholic.
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
mean those words? You say people blew it out of proportion. But talk to me about that choice of words.
Those are the words I use because sometimes I don't want to live when I'm in that state. It's just really difficult to discuss. I'm not experienced enough in my recovery to really pinpoint it.
Quitting isn't just about drugs or alcohol. It's about walking away from the version of you that's destroying your future. Tyson didn't just quit substances. He quit the chaos, the ego, the lies. And that's when he started winning again.
I haven't took drugs in 6 days. And for me, that's a miracle. I've been lying to everybody else to think I was sober, but I'm not. This is my 6th day. I'm never going to use again.
Change hurts. Sometimes more than the addiction itself. But pain is part of the process. It means you're shedding your old skin. The world saw a fighter, but the real fight? It was the one Tyson fought in silence.
You believed if you had continued going down that path of drug use that you might have even had less than 2 years to live. I know you have a friend who is terminally ill. What's watching what he's gone through taught you?
That life is really short and it's unpredictable, and we have to enjoy every second of it and know there's going to be ups and downs, and no one has any exclusivity to pain. We're going to all experience it. No one's getting out of here free. We're going to endure life harsh punishments and there's rewards. That's just the way the world is, and we have to just be in it to win it.
You are not just what you consume. You're who you surround yourself with. Tyson had to let people go. And sometimes you've got to love yourself enough to walk away from what keeps you small.
My main objective and everything I've been embarking on and been involving myself with has all been because of a fresh start. I feel fresh. I feel new. I feel that nothing could stop me. Nothing could be in my way. And it's just an awesome feeling.
So this is from doing that one DMT experience just sent you into...
Well, I did
like
only I did it
person.
One time, but I did it many times that day.
Right, right.
You know, but yeah, this really... I don't know what it is. I'm trying to figure it out, but I've changed. But I just don't figure... I just don't know how.
Yeah. I describe it for a lot of people. It's like resetting a computer. You reset a computer, you have a fresh new desktop. And there's only one folder on the desktop. And that folder says, my old bullshit.
This is, listen, stop. I'm saying to myself right now, sometimes I wonder, this new feeling that I'm possessing right now, is it a real feeling? Does this stuff really help? Or am I lying to myself again till the next moment, that next feeling come to do some drugs or to be with somebody else? What's really going on? Is that feeling going to come back?
Yeah.
Because at this moment, that feeling feel like it's never coming back.
It can never come back if you decide that it's never coming back. But you have to make that decision pretty much every day. But you can never come back if you want. Or you could slip into the old ways. That's what a lot of people do. When a lot of people fall into drug addictions, relapsing, when they relapse, they're not physically addicted when they're relapsed. Obviously, they're clean. And then they decide to go back in. It's because there's comfort in those old patterns.
Regret is a heavy weight, but Mike Tyson didn't let it bury him. He used it. He turned pain into power and regret into reason. That's growth. That's redemption.
I went back and I read some interviews you've done over the years. And you know what I found, Mike? I found references on your part to suicide dating all the way back to the late 1980s. This is something that's come up from time to time in your life. How much do you think about it?
Not that much. It's just sometimes if I get drunk, I'm just not the same guy. So I just need to see my friends and see my sponsors and talk to them.
And so it's something you've struggled with your whole life?
My whole entire life, yes. Well, you know, this is so interesting. When I was fighting, I was absolutely crazy. I wasn't getting high or drinking. It's hard for me to live normal. Straight is hard. Living straight life is hard. You know, smoking a joint and having a drink, whoo, thank God, I'm cool. But that's not the life I want to live.
So when it comes right down to it, when you were fighting,
I was
that clean and sober guy was exactly the guy you needed to be because you were irritable and angry.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
And there was
it's
rage
miserable.
In you.
It's a miserable, it's bad guy, man. It's a real bad guy.
He's not pretending it was easy. Drugs and alcohol gave him comfort, even joy. That's the trap. The hardest part of healing is letting go of what once felt good. But Tyson chose the long-term win over the short-term high. And that decision, that's what separates surviving from living.
The first hangover, the guys just had my back so much, you know what I mean? They carried me real good to make sure, you know, I was a mess, I was overweight. 380 pounds. I was a pig, high on cocaine, and they had to know I was messed up. I couldn't even talk. You know, I had the cocaine talk when the dog.
Really?
Yeah. So those guys are just beautiful people. They were just beautiful. They had my back, you know. I appreciate that and stuff. Then they asked me to come back, and I could just never be thankful to Todd Phillip and those guys. They were just really good people. And they
feel like it's a lot of pressure to stay clean.
Oh, so explain it. I hate that. I always hated that. Oh, wait, I never wanted to do drugs. But then I do them again. Yeah. I never wanted to. I hate it. No.
Yeah.
No, come on. You understand what I'm saying? No, I don't want.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't want that.
Once you do that,
then you're going all out now. You got the liquor there, the girl. Oh, man. This is just a dark, dark, vicious cycle. It's real dark.
Yeah. It's self-destructive.
Real dark, yeah. It's all about ego inflating and self-deprecating, self-destruction.
It also alleviates you from the responsibility of improving.
I never want to go back to that again. That's just a no-win situation.
That's one of the great things about marijuana that people don't understand. They think that a drug is a drug is a drug. They're all falling under the same category. But you can use marijuana and just be peaceful and not chaotic. And the opposite, it'll make you think more about the consequences of ruining your life.
Addiction doesn't just disappear. It whispers, it waits, it tempts. Even years later, it still calls your name. But here's the truth most won't tell you. Wanting something harmful doesn't make you weak. Acting on it does. Your mind can lie to you. Tell you it was better back then. That's a nostalgia talking, not healing. Remember this. Freedom isn't about never wanting to fall again. It's about building the strength to keep standing every single time.
What is it about you at this stage in your life where you stopped and thought, I gotta say sorry to some people?
Well, I have to say sorry to myself. It's not the people. You know, it's not the people. I'm saying sorry. And I'm not doing this interview to try to help an alcoholic, help some drug addict. I'm doing this to help me. This is my my own self-centered little move here. I need help. I need real help real bad because I won't survive if I don't get help. Because it's all sex, drugs, alcohol, violence, more violence, sex, drugs, chaos, alcohol, violence, more violence, more violence, more violence. No, they have no idea what that's at. They have no idea what it's like not to feel safe at home. They don't know those experiences in life.
Thank God. I mean, it's nice that they don't have to know that.
I'm really happy that they don't. They have other challenges they have to deal with.
How much better do you feel about yourself today than you did a few years back?
Well, That's interesting, Graham, because I understand myself more. I was just a young boy that just didn't understand myself and never gave myself any time to grow or just anything. I just thought I was tough, and I just wanted to believe that. And really, we're in a different world. This world we live in, this is not a tough man's world. This is a thinking man's world. You know what I mean? Tough men get hurt in this kind of world. So see, we have to try to be appropriate in our thinking and our manner. You know, I just try to the best of my ability, of course, you know, just do the right thing.
What did it take to get to that place where you started to understand yourself?
I have no idea. I just,
I mean, is that just life experience and years and getting older, or is there more to it than that?
Well, that's what I like to believe, but it's just when the time is right, I guess it's right. I guess it's better late than never. I don't want to live that life anymore, Matt. And God willing, I won't have to. I won't have to use anymore. I won't have to take another drink. You know, but it's just tough being sober. I've been sober 12 days now. It's tough. I'm mean and irritable.
You had the press conference. It had been 6 days, and you said, this is heavy stuff here. I haven't had a drink in 6 days, and I looked at your face as you were saying it, and it looked like it was a real challenge for you to get through those 6 days.
Yeah, it's a real challenge because I don't know if I like this sober guy, you know? I really don't know if I like this guy. This guy's irritable. This guy is, oh, man, he doesn't have much patience. There's a guy that just been smoking a joint and had a drink.